You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
How's it going, guys? This is Preston from the hard rock band Outside the Shadows, and you are listening to our new song, Come to Me. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Preston, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. I am very excited about having you on, and I am even more excited about your choice of curtains over there matching ours. I'm going to have to take a look through here and see if you are actually on the other side.
I am on the other side, man, just a few thousand miles away from it. But just on the other side, not too far.
There we go. And you guys are in Oklahoma, correct?
Yes, sir. We formed in Oklahoma City back in Tecumseh, Oklahoma is where I'm from. It's a little East Oklahoma City, and that's where we grew up at. And that's where we started. We've been around since 2013, man, and we've been kicking it and doing what we do, man, for a long time now, and we're blessed to still be doing what we do.
I've noticed that besides the curtains, we share several things in common. One of those is, of course, a love for the Lord, and then the second thing is a love for heavy music, but the third thing is, in reading your bio, I found out that you have a love for food.
Absolutely. I used to be 500 pounds, fellas. Almost 500 pounds, man.
Really? I'm telling.
So my love for food, yeah, and you know, I know how to manage it now, so I'm back to I'm about to devouring, but man, when it comes to some pizza and some Mexican food, man, those are my two. I don't go lightly when I'm dealing with those.
How did you go about losing the weight, if you don't mind me asking? Because that's inspiring.
Man, I'll tell you what, man, I had a real bad seizure one time that was brought on by my health problems, and that don't run in my family, and it put me out for a while, and started having chest pains and heart problems, and you know what, it took that for God to shake me up a little bit, and you know, I think it was just the will to live, you know what I mean? because if I'd have kept going down the road I was going and all that, I wouldn't have been around much longer. And so he took me by the hand, and he definitely guided me, because, man, that's, when you're addicted to food, that's something that doesn't come easy. And so,
wow. Yeah.
It was definitely by his grace alone that that happened. I can definitely tell you that. It took a lot of prayer.
I mean, you're looking, you look super fit. You're producing some really good music. That single Come to Me that we just listened to, I really appreciate the lyrics at the beginning of it, because I think they're very applicable to today, where people are thinking, hey, I'm all alone, especially with the social isolation that's been going on with COVID and the pandemic. Was this a song that you wrote pre-pandemic or during the pandemic?
Man, this song was pre-pandemic, man. This song was actually written back in 2010 with my first band, Above the Madness. And I'd been in previous bands before that, but that was the first band that I became the songwriter and lead singer of and guitar player. And that was one of the first songs I ever wrote. You know, it was just, we had 12 songs when I was with that band, and it was just one of those songs that didn't quite fit yet. And so as we were getting ready to start writing for our fourth album, which is what we're doing right now, we I kind of was like, man, this really... It's hung around all these years, and it really just kind of fits what's going on in the world right now, you know, with the loneliness and people being stuck at home. And, you know, you're stuck in that quarantine life and at home, you know, your brain starts playing games with you. And, you know, a lot of it has to do, too, with the depression. I got a lot of friends that go through depression and all that and have mental anxiety and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes that gets to them, too. And, you know, it was written for those kind of reasons. Just know you're not alone. There's always somebody there. You know what I mean? And so... being God or being a friend, you know, mostly God, of course, because he's about the only one that can pull you out of something like that. I know things that I've struggled with that, you know, it's a God alone, man. And, you know, so I felt like that song, for the times right now anyway, it was time to bring those lyrics out and make a song out of it. So this song is very different from us. If you've listened to any of our other songs, it's more of a radio friendly track and all that, but we wanted to do something different this go around for just to kind of give the fans a little something different. And so it turned out real good. I really enjoy it. I really do.
And that is going to be on a forthcoming album, correct, that you're working on right now?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
Can you tell us a little bit about the album that's going to be coming out and when it will be out?
Well, we don't have a release date. We've kind of been watching how things play out as far as digital media goes nowadays. And the big popular thing right now is singles. People are really stuck on singles right now. So, you know, we kind of had the idea that we're going to, I don't know, we were thinking maybe release a new song every month or two and all that until we get the complete set out and then kind of compile it all into an album. But we don't really have a set release date. We're just kind of working on it as we go. This year brought two new band members. I'm the only original member left in the band. So it was a lot of it had to do with training them and getting them show ready and all that. And then, you know, we these songs have been laying around for a while. And so after I got them trained up and show ready, we started recording the album. And we're really excited about this album. It's going to be a little different than previous ones. It's still going to have the Outside the Shadows edge to it, but some of these songs, man, they're a little different and they're fun. And one thing that's going to be different about this one too is I used to be for the first three albums, I was the sole songwriter. And so my buddy Randall, who is playing bass now, I've known him since I was like 10 or 12 years old. He's a songwriter himself. And so the single that we're actually going to drop next month, we got another one dropping September 29th. He actually wrote the main riff to that song. He said, dude, I have this riff laying around. Said, I don't know what to do with it. I said, well, man, bring it to me, because I got the rest of the music laying around. We'll see if they mesh together. And it's going to be my favorite song. I think it'll do better to Come to Me. And it's one of the heavier songs that we've written. And, you know, we're about the heavy music.
So I know.
Love it. I'm really excited about that one.
I have to ask, you are the only remaining band member.
Yes, sir.
What was it like going through that when you had to change course in the direction that you thought that God had put you on to create Outside the Shadows, this project that you're working on? All of a sudden everything gets shaken up. How did your faith stay intact in what God was doing in you?
Prayer, man, lots of prayer and all that, and just not losing sight of what the focus is, because the focus for my music is reaching people. And so, you know, that's the good thing about digital media, you know, as far as Spotify and Apple Music, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a band and all. I could write music all day long and put it out there, and that's basically about what it is for me, is getting it out there. So I still had the platforms to get my music to people. And then, you know, he's blessed me every time that I've had a member change, because everybody that stepped in, they've pretty much just grabbed it and ran with it. You know, they're all really, they handle it professionally. They sit and learn the songs. And so I just say, hey, this is what we're going to play. Every time they show up to practice and all that, it's just better and better. And I honestly feel like this lineup that we have now, is probably one of our strongest lineups we've had. We ran through a set list the other day. In fact, our first show is this lineup. It's coming up on the 5th of September. I'm really excited about it, man. And so I really don't lose hope. I still continue to write. You know, even if I don't have a band, I can't play live, you'll still have Outside the Shadows music. And I appreciate that we were able to do that with the media that we have now. And so, you know, I really don't get too shaken up by it. I just keep going. And, you know, it, for me and all that, for these two to drop in like they did, because I lost my producer. He moved to Minnesota, the one that produced the first three albums. Well, Steven, he came in, and he's our drummer, and he's actually a producer, too. He's the one that produced Come to Me. He's producing all of our other songs now, too. So it was kind of a win-win, you know. So, you know, every time that I feel like I'm going to lose sight or lose interest or lose hope, you know what I mean, he always brings it back to the brings it full circle, you know what I mean. And so
his timing is perfect. Right when you think that you're at the end of your rope, he shows up.
Yeah. Every time, too, Steven, he come from a band that we met back in 2014 called Bright Side Flight. They're good buddies of ours. I've always wanted to play music with him, but like us, they were always busy. I mean, we've played a bunch of shows together, but they were currently on hiatus. And I just called him up one day, and, you know, I'd been praying about it, All of a sudden, Steven Jones popped in my head. I gave him a call, and boy, he was excited, and he jumped right on board and started producing and playing. And man, it's got a whole new vibe to it now. It's got a good vibe. You know, there was a point where it was almost just business-like, and now it's got that fun feeling again. Everybody's enjoying what they're doing. And so everybody's, you know, Randall, he was never really given the opportunity in bands that he was in before to share his talent as far as being a songwriter. And so for me, I was like, oh, you've got some riffs. Cool. I don't have to focus on so much of the song myself anymore. You know, I can work around what you have. And so it's a different feeling and it's a different sound, but it's a good sound.
It is. I'd have to agree. And you've also made another change this year. This is the first time that you're going with a record label. Our good friend Kelly over at Raven Faith Records. What made you decide that, hey, this is the time for us to move over to a label?
You know what? I am totally 100% against labels on just the fact that, you know, there's a lot of bands like, Sit by Ravens, they're one band where a record label really just royally screwed them over. And that was one, to me, in my opinion, that was one of the most talented bands that had ever existed. And so I had just seen the fall of all these great bands fighting with record labels, and I told myself I was never going to do it. And then I got on the phone with Mr. Turney and all that, and he said, look, listen, you know, here's what I'm going to do. You know, you pretty much just write what you want to write and put it out. And I'm pretty much going to let you have full control, but I'm just going to help you with marketing, you know. And the thing with Kelly and all that was, you know, kind of getting it a little farther than I could get it myself. So with that said, you know, we kind of talked about things. I kind of told him what I wanted to do as far as my music and the songwriting part of it, and kind of my vision for it. And I mean, he took it, and you know, we mesh well together. I mean, things are happening, and you know, I definitely feel like that he has definitely helped get my music a little farther than I could get it. I think we make a good team. So that was why I decided to go to it, because there wasn't a whole lot of rules. He pretty much still lets me govern myself like I was doing. I just have a little extra help now. You know what I mean? So
let's go back to the album Ignite and Tongues of Fire. I love that song. It does two things to me. First of all, it melts my face off because it is the heavy that is associated with your band, but right. It's not just heavy music. There's a heavy message behind it about the current state of crisis and chaos in the church. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired that song? Did you experience something that you're like, ooh, I just don't think that's quite biblical, or how did that come about?
Let me tell you, Ignite, and what's funny is these digital media sites, man, they kind of screw things up a little bit because it's kind of hard to go and adjust me. That album actually came out in 2015. That was our second album we put out. And so it's crazy that a lot of the songs we wrote a few years ago are starting to mesh with times that are going on right now. But I don't know, man. We got to a point where there was just a lot of watered-down preaching going on in the churches and all that, and a lot of these feel-good pastors, you know, like the Olsteens and stuff like that. And you know, for me, a lot of people think Tongues of Fire and all that, speaking with Tongues of Fire. Well, I was like, well, I'm going to kind of write my own version of that. To me, Tongues of Fire was like, you know, these are wolves in sheep's clothing, you know what I mean? And so with no intentions to get people to Christ, it's more of a money-making scheme now and stuff. And, you know, we kind of was just like, man, I want to write a song about that. And that's one of my favorite songs ever. And I just, you know, when it comes to my relationship with Christ and all that and doing what we do as Christian artists and all that, man, it's no messing around.
Guys just are not out there, you know, doing the thing to become popular or become rock stars. You've got a very pertinent message, and I love what you're saying about how you wrote these songs many years ago, and then all of a sudden, now that the time that they're being released, it's for today.
We keep seeing that with Christian artists. It's interesting.
Genuine Christian artists.
Yeah. They'll get this inkling that God's speaking through them in these lyrics, and then it's perfect timing.
You know, I can't tell you how many times that happens too, man. A lot of the lyrics that you hear in Ignite, a lot of the lyrics that you heard on our Division album, you know, those are old, you know, they've been around, you know, they didn't necessarily have music to them, but, you know, some of them are newer songs, but most of them have been around, man. They were just kind of sitting in the vault, you know, waiting to be released. And so it was good to get a lot of them out there, especially Come to Me, man. That song has been around for 11 years now almost. And so it was nice to finally happen.
And now was the time for it. It's the time when people need to hear that there is hope, even though that they may feel that they're alone. You guys take your inspiration from some awesome bands such as Seether, Chevelle, Tremonti, bands that I really enjoy. Besides influencing your music style, what are some other qualities of those bands that you've taken and redirected towards the glory of God?
I don't know, man. Seether being one of my favorite bands, but a lot of these bands are a little too pissed off sometimes and all that. There's a lot of negativity and all that. So, you know, I kind of feed off of it. It's weird if you understand what I'm saying, but I kind of feed off of their negativity and all that and kind of push something. People love that style of music. So I want to feed off their negativity and all that, push something positive to the world. So that's a lot of the way they feed off of me. Now, a lot of these bands, I don't listen to lyrics. Seether's just amazing musicians. Mark Tremonti, that's my favorite guitar player ever. So I don't really find anything negative with Mark Tremonti's music, even if his solo stuff. All his stuff's been pretty, you know, it's even got biblical themes to it and stuff, and I've always appreciated that about him. You know, his music, you know, if you want to listen to something other than your typical Christian band, you can listen to Alter Bridge or Mark Tremonti's music and all that, not have to worry about your kids not being in the room with you. And so, but nah, man, Seether and bands like that, Chevelle, you know, their musical style is the music style I love to play, if you can tell by the music we play and stuff like that. But I've wanted to take their negative energy and give somebody something positive to listen to with that same musical vibe. And so man, I've always just geared towards those bands writing. You know, I listen to a lot of Chevelle when I write. I don't play in like their kind of off timings and stuff. I'm more of a straightforward rocker, but yeah, some of his riffs and some of his themes, man, they kind of stand out. I look for that stuff.
Yeah, with Tongues of Fire, I don't think a influence from Kenny G would have worked for the lyrics for that. I really don't.
Yeah, we're too hard on Kenny G.
Kenny wasn't really on the brain when that one was.
You step out of an elevator and you're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I feel it.
I feel it.
Good elevator tune.
What is the best way that our listeners can support you? We are going to feature you on our website at lithoscry.com. There's a lot of great new music coming out from Raven Faith this month. We're featuring you, and we're also going to be featuring I Am the Pendragon. What is the best way?
Yeah. Great.
They're awesome. What is the best way our listeners can support you? How can they get your music and find out more about Outside the Shadows?
Man, I'll tell you what, a lot of these bands and all that have management running their pages for you. I run all of the pages as far as social media and all that. So if you ever want to reach out, you're talking directly to me or one of the guys in the band anyway. And I don't know, man, just jumping on Spotify or wherever you stream music, you know, streaming helps. You can buy CDs from me. I'll personally mail you merchandise. I have it. Kelly has it. RavenFaithRecords.com. And I'll tell you what, make sure when you're on RavenFaithRecords.com, you check out the whole lineup of artists that are on there because, man, there's a diverse musical happening on there.
There is.
There's something going on there.
Yeah, there is.
Say that. Good artists.
Every time Kelly sends me a new artist, he's like, hey, you interested in these guys? I'll take a listen for like 3 seconds and be like, yep, yeah, send them on.
You don't have to vet too hard when it comes to Raven.
Kelly makes it very easy for me, and I really enjoy sharing Raven Faith artists because they're good musically, and the message is solid. It's a
Everybody on that record label, too, I've appreciated is the genuine message behind their music. Yeah. Everybody's got the same purpose. And the good thing about that record label is just a little bit of something for everybody on there, man. You got pop. You almost got some Red Dirt country sounding stuff. And then you got bands like us, Nine of the Pendragon. Just keep it heavy. So, man, it's got a plethora of different stuff on there.
It does. And one of the other things that we have in common with Kelly is we love ravens, as you can see by my raven on top of my microphone stand here. Preston, thank you so much for joining us. For our listeners, if you would like to reach out to Dan and I, you can do so at lithoscry, L-I-T-H-O-S-C-R-Y @gmail.com, or check us out at lithoscry.com. Preston, thank you so much, dude, for hanging out with us. And again, I love those curtains, man.
Thank you, fellas. Y'all have a good night and God bless. And hopefully we'll talk to you again before too long.
Sounds good, brother.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Lithoscry.com.